making a turn here. Despite all the controversy around football right now, it is still the most watched sport in the U.S., which means you might be one of the millions of people who plan to catch a playoff game this weekend. But if you live on the East Coast and are hoping to dig into some chili con queso or maybe some mac and cheese, you might run into a problem. There's a Velveeta shortage. How can this be, you ask? And what does this mean? Well, here to tell us more about what Velveeta means to us is Adrian Miller. He's author of Soul Food, The Surprising Story of an American Cuisine, One Plate at a Time. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Thank you for having me on the show to discuss this extremely important topic.
Are you in mourning? Are you very upset? Well, you're on the West Coast, so this might not be affecting you. But
yeah, no, so yeah. Far I checked this grocery stores, we're stocked with Velveeta. So much like we did in the 70s as a public service, we're willing to provide, we provided Coors beer back then. So, you know, we can provide some Velveeta.
You're willing to share the Velveeta. Well, Kraft, which makes Velveeta, does confirm on its Tumblr page that there actually is a shortage. Do we know why? They said that there's a temporary scarcity. Do we have any more information about why this is?
Seems like it was some kind of manufacturing glitch or something. So I'm not sure, but there's definitely shortages on the East Coast.
Why don't you describe what Velveeta is for the maybe three people in America who don't know what it is?
Velveeta is a processed cheese which comes in a kind of a loaf. The reason why people love Velveeta is because it's very meltable and you can use it for a lot of different things. So Velveeta has been with us since the late 1920s, but it really was in 1937 when Kraft kind of paired Velveeta with macaroni and put out their macaroni and cheese dinner. That's when macaroni and cheese with Velveeta just took off. It's been a huge seller ever since.